Time now for StoryCorps. In the late 50s, Ken Feltz met a young man and fell in love with him. Feltz is 90 now. He kept that relationship a secret for more than 60 years until a few months ago when he finally told his daughter, Rebecca Mays.
On March 13th, we all went under quarantine, and being alone drug up all these memories from the past.
One night, you told me that you were sad because you had lost the love of your life.
And that's when I came out to you.
What do you remember about him?
When I met Philip, to me, he was the perfect person. Of course, I guess that's what everybody thinks of their first love. We just kind of blended into each other. But one Sunday, we went to his church because he sang in the choir. I sat in the pews, and it occurred to me that I was sitting in a place that condemned our behavior. I had to make a decision. And I made the wrong decision. And it was not until I got the divorce from your mother. First thing I did was go through all the phone books trying to find Philip. But I was unable to find him.
I remember this day when I was in high school. You had gotten all dressed to go work in the garden. But you just sat crying for a while. You know, I asked you what was wrong. You said something about, just stuff in the past that doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember what you were crying about?
Having left Philip. He died a couple of years ago. I just wish we'd found him sooner.
If we had found out that Philip was alive, what do you think you would have said?
I would have apologized for the decision I made.
My guess would be that he forgave you long ago, and I just wish you could forgive yourself. Would you entertain having a boyfriend?
Oh, absolutely. Hopefully they will consider my age as only a number and not a date for the undertaker.
What do you think it's important for me to know and do as I go through the rest of my life?
Being yourself, not hiding as I have, because I have found out how much love there is out there that just keeps pouring into me day after day. And I thought I was doing great until I came out and suddenly discovered what it means to be free.
90-year-old Ken Feltz talking to his daughter, Rebecca Mays, in Arvada, Colorado.